Blog Talk Radio.
At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I appreciate you tuning in today and being a part of the program. If you would like to speak to me, you can do that very easily by picking up your phone and punching in these numbers, 347-327-9316. Again, call in number to this program. I do have some callers ahead of you, but if you'd like to get on the switchboard, you can do that by calling 347-327-9316. Before we go really into the show, I want us to do something together. I just want us to breathe. You know, a lot of times we get stressed out and you know, we just forget to breathe sometimes. And I know that a lot of people are stressed out right now, and you know, that it just feels like, probably for you, you know, probably feels like the world's just weighing on your shoulders, and you don't know where to turn, you don't know where to go, you don't know how things are going to get any better. And things always get better. We don't always know how, we don't know always when. But one thing for certain, the one thing I've learned in life, that bad days don't last forever. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm so grateful for that. If, you know, during this time of Thanksgiving, you know, if there is one thing that I'm thankful for, is the knowing that, you know, if I'm going through a rough moment at the moment, that doesn't mean that it's going to last forever. Sometimes when we're in the middle of it, when those, it feels like all the walls are closing in on us, and we just feel suffocated a little bit by the world and by, you know, life in general. The one thing that I've learned in my life is just to breathe, just to get through that moment. And, you know, asking your angels to help you. You know, a lot of times, you know, we're wondering why we're not getting the help from the other side. But the question is are we asking? And then sometimes when we are asking, you know, we're wanting instant answers. And spirit doesn't always work instantly. Sometimes spirit takes time to work. And that's where we have to have patience. And I don't know about you, but I'm a person that don't have a lot of patience. I'm working on that. That's one of the things that my spirit guide and I work on a daily basis, is learning patience, you know, with ourselves, with other people. You know, we just have to learn that sometimes. Again, it goes to breathing. So what I want us all to do at the moment, could you all close your eyes for me for a minute? Just close your eyes. And I just want us to begin to clear our minds right now and just focus on this now moment. You know, we all have everyday stressors. I mean, we all have those. But I just want us just to close our eyes and just begin to focus on the spirit within us. You know, a lot of times we forget that we're spiritual beings housed in human forms, and I think it's always good every once in a while to be reminded of that, you know, that who we truly are, and who we truly are spiritual beings. That's who we truly are. So, you know, we have to, you know, when we're having those moments, like I said, when it feels like things are closing in on us, we have to go to center. We have to go home. That's what I call home. And we have to focus right there. And that's what I want you to do right now, as we're closing our eyes and just relaxing here in the moment. I'm not in a big hurry today. And I mean, I need answers, you know, from spirit every day of my life. And, you know, it's in those quiet moments when we're just alone with spirit, you know, that we're going to find those real true answers, those things that we run away from sometimes. And you know, we try to push down a little farther when they're surfacing. And, you know, but right now I really feel like that today that spirit wants us to go inward. You know, spirit just wants us to realize that everything's okay. You know, and you're saying, well, Michael, how can you say that? You don't understand what's going on with me. You don't understand what might be going on with me. We don't know what's going on with each other, but we do know this, that we're connected by the same spirit. And I have never, ever, a day of my life, have been let down by the spirit within me. There's not a moment, not a second that I can go back to and say, hey, you know, Spirit, hey, you screwed up here. I can't do that because Spirit doesn't screw up. Spirit loves us unconditionally, 24/7, 365 days a year. Spirit loves us. You know, sometimes Spirit might not like all the choices that we make, maybe doesn't like all the decisions that we make with our lives, but Spirit always, always, always loves us. Okay? Always. The cards I pulled for the show today come from my Gaia deck, and the first card I want to focus on is the Hidden Gift card, and at the bottom of the card are the words sadness and ending, a new beginning. You know, the one thing I've learned in my life is sometimes Spirit closes doors. And sometimes there's a reason for that. Always there's a reason for that. And, you know, so if you're in a place of sadness today, you know, just know that that's coming to an end and that there's going to be a new beginning for you. You know, you might not know it right now, but blessings are coming your way. And I know that because the next card talks about the eternal love card. It talks about happiness, harmony, and fulfillment. So I know that that's coming. I know that Spirit's going to bring that to my life, going to bring that to your life. As soon as we stop striving, as soon as we stop struggling, as soon as we give up and say, hey, you know what? I can't do this on my own. I really need your help. And then the next card is the Harmony card. And on the bottom of it are the words power, self-confidence, and productivity. And that's what Spirit wants us to step into, power. Take back our power. A lot of us have given our power away to other people. And so what we need to do is take that power back and have that self-confidence, knowing that we know. You know, last night I was having a little bit rough moment last night. You know, I was laying in bed and I couldn't sleep and just tossing and churning. Ever had one of those nights? And I just said, you know, Spirit, I need your help right now. You know, there was really nobody I could call at that moment. But, you know, we can always call upon Spirit. Spirit always answers. Might not be right in our timing. Might not be with our timing. But Spirit always answers. And while I was laying there and sort of meditating, just thinking about Spirit, you know, I heard the words, you know, I'm carrying you. I'm helping you through this moment. I'm helping you through this second. And you know, that's what we have to realize and remember always, that, you know, those rough moments, Spirit, you know, carries us. You know, I love that song, Carry Me. And you know, it's just such a beautiful song, and it's so true. You know, Spirit wants to take care of us every second of our lives. Okay, let's go ahead and... I guess we need to open up with prayer, right? I almost forgot. I just got reminded by my spirit guide that we haven't prayed yet. So let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll take your calls. If you would like to be a part of the program, it is 347-327-9316. I would love to visit with you and help you in any way I can. 347-327-9316. Okay, let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day, and I just thank you for the knowledge of knowing that you're in charge, that no matter what I'm facing right now, no matter what's going on in my life, you can help me through that. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that. And Father, Mother, God, I ask at this moment in time that I become that vessel that you always use on this program, and that I would completely and absolutely move out of the way and become that. Father, Mother, God, in this time of Thanksgiving, I just want to thank you for my life, for all the things that I've gone through, because all the things that I've gone through, the good things, the bad things, the really crazy, awful things, have brought me to right now. And I wouldn't be the man that I am right now if I hadn't gone through some of those things. You know, maybe in those moments when it feels like the walls are caving in on me, I don't always understand why you're allowing that. But I know that there's lessons to learn. And you're trying to make all of us evolve a little higher. And that's why we have to go through things. That's why you put us in human form, so we would have human experiences, so we would understand what it feels like to be human. And some of us are doing okay, and some of us are struggling. And I pray right now for those that are struggling right now. I pray for my listeners right now. I pray that you would help them learn how to go to center, how to go to that place of just knowing, just to trust you, just to put our lives in your hands and say, here I am. That's hard for a lot of us because we have trust issues. A lot of us have belief systems that we need to get past, but we need to get past those. And we say, and we thank you for that, and we thank you for touching everybody right now. From the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, I thank you for that. And I say namaste, and I say amen. We're going to be right back. I have to let the dog out, and so we'll be right back. I'm going to put on this song, and we'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Your calls are next, I promise. We'll be right back.
Things are gonna go, 'cause I feel no stress.
Okay, we're back, and I appreciate you being here again. And let's go ahead and take some calls. 562, you're on air with me. Could you say your name for me, please?
Hi, it's Andrea.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Hi, I just want a general reading on what
okay.
you see.
It would help me today if you had a particular question. Do you have anything that's pending? Anything that you really need to know today?
No, not really.
Okay, all right. Let me see if I can. Are you? Well, those sirens go by. I love live radio. The one thing that I pick up with you is self-confidence. Do you lack that a little bit?
Maybe right now I do, yeah.
Okay, right now. Because I feel like, and I don't know what's caused you, because it feels like your emotions are off balance right now. Does that make sense to you? It feels you're a little bit down at moments. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Is this related to a relationship? Because I keep seeing a relationship around this.
It could be related that I haven't had one in a long time.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Yeah. And this also could be like a family, you know, a family thing. I don't know if anything's going on with family at the moment.
Are you picking up on my brother's energy? Me and my brother did not get along, and we live together.
Okay, that could be what I'm picking up on, because I just kept picking up like a lot of discord at the moment, a lot of you know, underlying anger maybe on your part, just a little bit, things like that. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I wouldn't say it's on my part. It's more on his part. He's always
more on his. Okay, yeah. Okay, more on his part. And I feel like that can be resolved. I feel like you guys will work that out. You know, by next week things are calmed down a little bit with that. And then you said that it's been a long time since you had a relationship. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like that somebody's popping in here on your path. It looks like spring of 2014. It looks like about maybe March, late March, early April, where somebody would be popping in here to share their life with you and you share their life with them. And I feel like it also could be a long-term relationship as well. So hopefully that helps.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in today. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk to, as soon as my switchboard will allow this to happen. My switchboard. Okay. There we go. You know, technology. I love technology. I really do. You know, I'm just amazed by technology. I was just in a car with a friend of mine. And the car just had like a little button that you pushed instead of a key. And I was just like, whoa, okay, that's I get amazed by little things like that. So, all right. Patricia, you're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate your patience. I can help you.
Hi, Michael. First of all, I'm so grateful for you being on the show. Thank you so much for doing a reading for me. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Excuse me. Yes, my name is Patricia, and I've been meeting up every once in a while. This has been happening for a little while with a gentleman that I go walking in the morning, but not to the same place all the time. And I've been meeting up with him, and I wanted to find out because I'm, you know, a little intuitive here, and I pick up on some energies, and I just wanted to find out if I'm correct on this situation. I don't want to go into all the details, but we haven't talked or anything, but I pick up on some energies. What do you feel?
Yeah, I feel that too. I feel like that there's a reason you guys are keep running into each other. And also the one thing I will tell you, Patricia, is I feel like that this is also a past life reconnection here. And that's that feeling that you get every once in a while. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I just sense something really strong, even though we've never talked.
Right.
Just,
yeah.
Say hello. I've only said hello once or twice, and I don't know. He just happens to be there at the same time that I am, and I was just wondering what's going on.
Yeah, I feel like this girl is trying to connect you guys together, and I feel like that also he's a little shy on his part, and he doesn't know how to approach you. You know, he doesn't want to come across, you know, like some stalker kind of guy or anything like that. You know, because that, you know, that might be a little weird, you know, because you keep, you know, keep seeing each other. So, but, you know, I feel a really good energy with this, you know, and I would just continue to say hi when you can and, you know, go from there. But, I definitely feel like the Spirit's bringing you guys together. Again, like I said, this is a past life, trying to reconnect. And so I feel like it will. I feel like that he'll talk to you more than just hello. It looks like maybe after Thanksgiving where he actually has a conversation where you guys actually talk for a little bit, and then that gradually build up to stuff. But right now I would just continue, you know, doing what you're doing. And like I said, I feel like that he'll take a step towards you and actually stop and have a conversation with you more than just hello and, you know, how you are and all those things. So, okay?
Okay. Well, he better do it quick because it's getting cold outside. I can't wait to
get out of
the
snow.
Okay.
You're not going to be out there in the snow all the way up to your neck. And so, but, yeah.
Okay.
I feel like that he'll take that step towards you. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. You have a great day. Bye-bye. Yeah, I forgot that it's winter. Yeah, it's getting that way. Where I live, therefore, we're actually a lot of some counties in the area where I live in Kansas, and some counties, not mine, I don't think, are under winter weather advisories. I'm not really ready for winter. I personally, on a personal level, I don't really like the cold all that much. But you know, it's a part of life, and it's, you know, we have winter, summer, fall. We have seasons, and you know, physical seasons, and then we have those emotional seasons when we're going through stuff, and you know, we have to realize that just like winter, you know, winter's coming, but winter will be going away, you know. And, you know, a lot of us are already looking forward to winter being over. It hasn't even started for a lot of us, but we, you know, we just have to go with the seasons and the times and the changes and things like that. Let's talk to Rose. Rose, you're on air with me. I appreciate you so much. Hi.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate you, too. I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed today. Can you tell me when you see things starting to open up for me?
Looks like the beginning of next week things should be opening up. It doesn't mean, you know, timelines, like, you know, Rose, are tricky sometimes. But I'm feeling there's a breakthrough coming for you. Looks like about Monday of next week. You know, you got a holiday, you know, popping in next week. But I feel like about Monday that things should be calming down for you. And it's also, you know, some of this is up to you by you know, breathing, by trying to calm yourself down. I know your emotions are really on edge right now and understandable. You know, I know a little bit of what's going on with you. So that's understandable. So, you know, the one thing that I would tell you, you know, be kind to yourself. You know, don't be so hard on yourself. And the one thing that sometimes we get into, Rose, is we think it's our fault, or I shouldn't have done that, or I shouldn't have done this. And you know, the one thing that Spirit doesn't want for you to do is second guess yourself. I really feel like that you've been doing that lately. And so You know, I know when you're underneath that, trust me, I know when you're underneath that pressure, it can feel very overwhelming. And I know that right now your mind is telling you that things are not going to work out, that you made an awful choice and stuff like that. But don't listen to your head, okay? Your head would love for you to start listening to it and get into your head and all that stuff. But don't go there, because if you go there, then it's going to be an ugly place and you're going to be in this turmoil for a little bit longer. So what you got to do is you got to trust your angels. You know, I love that song, Calling All Angels. And that's what you got to do right now. And I know that you've been doing that. And I know that, you know, it looks like Spirit's not doing anything. But trust me, Rose, Spirit is doing stuff behind the scenes for you. I know that. There's not a doubt in my mind that Spirit's working on your behalf. But a lot of times we get impatient because we got this piling up or we got this going on and we got to pay that and we got to pay this. And then sometimes we wonder where the money's going to come from. But I really feel like that Spirit is, you know, this is sort of a test right now of your faith, and you got a really strong faith. You're stronger than you think you are. And so you just stand in that, okay? Because I really feel like that by Monday you're going to start seeing things change. Now, I'm hoping that it's sooner, but I'm going with Monday. You know, I'm hoping that things clear up here quicker than that. But I'm saying by Monday you'll see some positive changes in this.
Okay. Thank you, Michael, very much.
All right. Yeah, continue hanging in there, okay? All right. Okay. All right. Yeah, you know, sometimes when we're in the middle of whatever, you know, it can get hairy and crazy and get a little scary you know, but the one thing that our minds would love for us to do is second guess ourselves, you know, to really get up into our heads, and that's where our heads want us, in our head, overanalyzing, overthinking, worrying about stuff that we really have no control over, which is a big, huge part of our lives. We don't really have a lot of control. Other people have control. Spirit has control. And, you know, I'd rather put my hands in Spirit's hands and my life in Spirit hands and just trust Spirit. So, all right, let's go ahead and talk to Lisa. Lisa, you're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in today. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I am good, I think. So last time I checked, I was doing pretty good. So how can I help?
I have a question.
Okay.
It's about sort of a relationship, but it's more of a friendship that I began with we met at work with coworkers, and
right.
we just became fast friends, and we hung out and everything and stuff like that. And so we kind of became attracted to each other and acted on those impulses. And now I'm not sure, I haven't heard from him, and so I'm not sure if what the deal is, if I should call him, if he's going to call me back, or if our relationship is ruined, or our friendship, or whatever. So I was just wanting to know if you see anything around that.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna be quiet for just a second as I tap into this. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And remember, I'm just a messenger. Okay. And I have to tell you what I'm picking up. I'm, as a reader, I'm telling you that I'm not feeling like there's going to be any communication. And the one thing, I don't want you to feel bad about anything, okay? You know, both of you, you know, were, you know, consensual and stuff like that. So I don't want you to feel bad about anything. You know, I just feel like that there's a lot of stuff going on with him at the moment. And I've honestly, as you know, and I've checked this a couple of times here, you know, and every time I'm checking it, is I just don't see him calling you.
Okay.
You know, you might try reaching out to him. You know, if you want to do that, I wouldn't see any harm in that. you know, just to say hi or something like that, you know. But
okay.
I don't feel like he's going to contact you, is what I'm saying here.
Okay.
So, but if you want, you know, like I said, there's no harm in, you know, reaching out to him if you, you know, just want to talk to him. I wouldn't bring up a lot of stuff. I would just say, hey, you know, just thinking about you, hadn't heard from you for a little bit, you know, something like that. And then the ball's in his court. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You got to put the ball in his court. And so I would reach out to him, you know, if you really care about him, and then let him respond to that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. But if, you know, okay. if this doesn't work out for you, I would tell you that there is somebody else that's possibly popping into your path around about February of next year. You know, if this doesn't work out, you know, you're not going to be by yourself. So just remember that, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk to Ann in Florida. Hi, Ann.
Oh, hi, Michael. I'm glad you're, I guess I missed the time, but I'm glad you're okay, and I'm glad to talk to you today. My situation, unfortunately, is still very confusing. I think the last time I spoke with you, I told you I put my home on the market, not getting much attention there, and have been trying to pack and so forth. In the meantime, yesterday, I got a call from another lending association that wants to work with me regarding a modification, and I'm a little bit confused because I'm not sure whether or not I should try to do this or if there's something, you know, I should be careful about. I wonder what you pick up on that.
Okay. All right, I want to be quiet for just a second, Ann, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say that you should do this. I feel like that it would be a good thing.
There is some money involved, but it wouldn't come till later. But I'm always nervous about coming blue. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I'm feeling okay with this. You know, again, you know, go with your own intuition, go with your own gut feeling on this. But I, as a reader, what I'm picking up is I don't see any issues with this. You know, I think, again, you know, a lot of your own fears, a lot of your own concerns, which is understandable, are popping in here. But I would see it being okay.
Okay, because I haven't been getting any bites on the house, even though I'm packing a lot of things, and I haven't seen a lot of place rentals that are reasonable right now. That's the other concern I have of where I would go. At this point, I don't know. In the middle of all this, my health has really been escalating, and not in a good way. I'm in a lot more pain. I have a test that I'm supposed to go for, and I'm not sure I can go through with it at this point in time while things are so chaotic during the holidays. So I don't know what I should do about that either. I'm not even sure that's going to eliminate the problem. I don't know.
I feel like the test, you should put the test off a little bit right now. A lot of, you know, I wouldn't put it way off, but just because of the holiday coming up this coming week, I would probably put it off. But a lot of your stuff is a lot of stress.
Right.
I feel a lot of stress on top of you, which is understandable. I mean, I don't know who would not be stressed out with all this stuff. Yeah.
Really bad. I'm struggling, and I'm wondering how I'm going to make it even this month. And I'm wondering if you see any money coming in to help me to pay these bills and just get a little help.
Yeah, to get some breathing room here.
Right now, I'm just like, I don't know whether I'm going to make this mortgage payment and be able to survive. I don't know.
Right, yeah. And yeah, and I'm sorry that you're so tight with your finances right now, and you know, this stuff. You know, I do see some money. I would say at the beginning of December there should be some money popping in here.
Because I do have a birthday coming the first part of December. And
right.
Usually, I know my family's struggling too, but usually they're pretty good, you know, as far as sending some extra money, because they know
right.
how difficult it is for me being alone. So,
right,
Do you think I'll get resolution with this health problem? Do you think I'll get any answers soon?
I would say yes, and it looks like about in December you should get some resolution with your health.
Okay. Even if I don't go for the test, or
I feel like the test is important, so that's what I said. I wouldn't put that. I mean, I can understand putting that test off right now, but I wouldn't put it off way too much. You really need that test, okay?
I think so. You think that's where the issue is?
I do feel like that's where it is. Yeah.
Okay. You're not feeling anything, you know, like, too bad, or you feel like I can get some help?
I feel like if you get on top of it, and that's why I said don't put the test off. I feel like if you can get on top of it, I feel like that would be better than just letting it go. And you know, stuff like that. Sometimes we have to do things that, you know, we don't want to always do, but we also don't want to be sick either. So, I will tell you, Andy, I am a little concerned about it, but, you know, I believe that the test will help, and then they can get on top of it, and then we can get this resolved. So, okay?
All right, Michael, I do appreciate that. Thank you so much, and I'm glad you're well.
All right, thank you. Appreciate
Take
it.
Care.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go to Yvette. You're on. Hopefully I said your name right. Hi.
Hi, guys. How are you?
I am good. How can I help you today?
I would like a reading on see where my divine mate is.
Okay. I for some reason I didn't hear your question. I don't know if I was zoned off somewhere or what, but
okay,
Okay.
A relationship question about my mate and I guess where he's at and when he's coming
in. Okay. I feel like you guys will cross paths together, and this looks like a soulmate connection here, is what I'm feeling. I feel like you guys will connect. Looks like about late February, early March, and then, you know, in 2014, developing that relationship, letting that relationship unfold as it will. And then as 2015 goes, looking into 2015, I feel like you guys are still together, and I feel like it's a more serious relationship. This does look like long-term to me as well, so hopefully that helps you.
Can you tell me anything about him?
I can tell you that he has like sandy, what I'm seeing is like sandy hair, like blonde hair, and blue eyes. I can see blue eyes. A very caring person, very romantic kind of guy. He likes the wine and dine type of kind of guy. And so those are few and far between anymore days, but I feel like that he's very honest. Those are all good traits. And very spiritual. I feel like he's very spiritual.
That's good.
As well. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I feel like that it feels like that he could almost be doing stuff like I do. I feel like that he's either been a reader or is a reader, because I keep seeing like cards around him, so I would say that he's very intuitive. So
okay,
all right,
thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Bye bye. All right, let's go to New York and let's talk to Jackie. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Hello. How are you?
I am good. How can I help you, Jackie?
Okay, I have a question about school, because, like, I'm at the end, graduation is near,
And there's, like, these big exams, and we're supposed to get results. And I had a dream about it, how the outcome was going to play out. But then when I try to find information about it, I'm getting kind of like the outcome is not what I saw in the dream. But the thing is, I'm not doubting the dream. I feel like I'm doubting the people. So I'm just a little not sure. So could you help me on that?
Okay. So if I get your question right, so, I mean, I'm having a hard time understanding a question.
Okay,
so the question
so pretty
is,
much
it,
kind of the exam results. Am I going to pass the exam results?
I would say yes.
See, that's what I'm saying, too. So then what's wrong with the people? Because when I ask them,
Yeah, I have no idea why they're doing what they're doing, but I would trust spirit. Spirit showed you in a dream that everything's okay, so I would go with your intuition. You're very intuitive. You need to work with that, of course, like everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But you're very intuitive. So what I would do is trust your intuition, because as soon as I started talking to you, Jackie, I saw you graduating. I saw everything okay, so. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So this is just your head. This is just your head trying to play a game on you and you know, using other people to do that. But I don't see any problems. So
okay,
let's not create any, okay?
Right, but the thing is, I was not trying to create it. It was just like the person who has, I guess, the authority over all of it. When I called her, she was kind of like giving me, you know, like, no, I don't know about this. I don't think, you know, she's kind of like pushing kind of like a negative answer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of like, I don't understand.
Yeah, and maybe at this moment in time, you know, she's not sure, and so maybe she doesn't want to put any information out there right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I just don't feel like everything. I don't feel like everything's came in yet. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like that she really knows. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would just realize everything's going to be okay and just keep manifesting that forward. All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. I'll talk to you later. Appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye bye.
No problem.
All right, let's stay right up on the East Coast, and let's go to New Jersey and talk to Laura. Hopefully I said your name right.
Hey, Michael, how are you doing?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Can you see me? Are you getting any messages that I need to do anything specific for this Saturday?
Are you traveling over the weekend?
There is an event up in New York that I was going to go to, and then I changed my mind and decided not to go to it because I'm going to go to a similar event on Sunday, which is closer to me.
Okay.
But I did call in on another psychic show the other day, and they told her specifically that something big was going to happen on Saturday, that I was going to get a hit. Now I'm thinking I'm supposed to go to that event on Saturday up in New York, and I would, if I don't have to go, I'd rather not go.
Right? Yeah, you'd rather
far.
Not go. Yeah, I'm gonna be honest with you, and I'm gonna tell you that I feel like you need to be there. You know, because I feel like that it'd be really positive for you. And I feel like that it's really important to your spiritual growth and stuff like that. So I'm going to say that you need to be in New York.
Okay.
but are you
familiar with what it is? Are you getting any, do you know what it is that I'm going to be doing?
I don't know exactly what it is, but all I'm getting is that you're supposed to be in New York. That's all I'm picking up.
Oh. Well, what about Sunday? They want me still to go and do the Sunday thing then, if I'm going to go end up going to New York on Saturday? They still want me to do Sunday?
That would be totally up to you. I don't, you know, that would be totally up to you. I feel like the most important place to be is in New York on Saturday.
All right.
You know, the other thing is totally up to you because, like you said, they're similar events, and so it would be totally up to you if you want to go to the one on Sunday. That one's not as important to your growth as the one that's on Saturday.
Are they giving you any ideas to what it is that they have planned for me on Saturday? Spirit? Anything else?
I'm not picking up anything. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I guess I'm going to have to do it then.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, trust your own intuition. Again, it's your choices and your decisions. But I, you know, the one thing that I saw when I first started talking to you, I saw this gigantic apple, which would represent New York to me.
Wow.
And so I would definitely lean that way. Okay.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. No problem. Appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Let's talk to Catherine. Let's say hi. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you today?
I am doing good. I'm doing good.
Yes,
I can't
are.
Complain. Yeah.
Good. Good. You know, I wasn't going to enter the queue, but then I thought, well, why not? For some reason, you know, my spirit leads me to your show. So
right.
I listen, you know. But
right.
as long as I'm here. Previously, I have asked you about a relationship coming into my life, and you had told me maybe towards the end of September 2004, the end of the summer 2014. Mm-hmm. Well, what I am wondering is,
okay.
do you see anything involving a friend of mine who lives over on the other side of the country, or is maybe this someone from my past coming into my life? Can you tell me anything about this guy who's supposed to be coming into my life?
I will tell you that I feel like it's new. I feel like it's a new person. I feel like it's a brand new start for you. And I feel like
will
that's what you need right now.
Will he be spiritual?
Definitely, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
I feel like that he's like some kind of a healer or in that kind of work. He works with energy. I can tell you that because I can see him doing like his hands above
Freaky.
Somebody else. So he does like some kind of healing thing. I feel like also he works like at a healing center or something like that. I feel like it's his own business or he's a partner, you know, in this business. But he definitely a very awesome kind of guy, will treat you really nice. That's always a good thing. We don't want somebody coming into our path that's going to be a pain in our neck. But I feel like very positive with this. Also,
good.
I feel like also, you guys could have shared a past life, together as well. Because
really?
I feel like there was a connection in a past life. But I don't know exactly what that past life was right now.
Right.
Has your health been okay?
Well, my health, you know, generally I am in good health, although they have put me on Nexium because I was having this gas issue in my stomach. And,
right.
You know, they put the scope down there and looked around and everything, and I seen those photographs that they took. And I went online and I researched it, and I matched them up on this. It was one of the colleges of radiology website. And the photographs that I seen that looked like my stomach was a form of gastric lymphoma. And, of course, you know, they tell me there's nothing. But do you see anything regarding my health?
I did when we've been talking here. You know, I keep focusing on your health a little bit. I don't see anything really serious. I don't see anything that that majorly is popping up here. You know, stay on top of that, of course. But I don't see anything major. But they want you to pay attention to your health, pay attention to what's going on with your body. Okay.
Okay, I do. Thank
All
you,
right.
Mike.
I appreciate you calling in today. All right, bye bye.
Okay, bye bye.
Let's go ahead and talk to Stacy down in Florida. Hi.
Hi. I had recently met somebody a few days ago.
Okay.
And also had a job interview yesterday. And I was wondering
okay.
if I was going to hear from either one of them.
Okay. You're actually going to hear from both of them. I would say that you're going to hear from the job first, and then you'll hear from the other person later on. Looks probably around about maybe, looks like around maybe the weekend, Sunday maybe, with the guy that you met. I feel like that you would hear from him. So, okay?
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
No,
I appreciate
no problem, Stacy. I appreciate you calling in today, okay?
Thanks, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and talk to Connie. Hi, Connie.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help
you? Good to hear you on here, as always.
Thank you.
I have been having a little stomach problems and et cetera, and I took the medicine and et cetera that the doctor told me to, and do you see this issue, you know, I've had this pain in my side. Do you see that it, this has taken care of that?
Okay, let me look at this. I'm going to be quiet for just a second as I look at you pretty close here. So just bear with me for just a second.
All right.
Yeah, I feel like that it will be working on that and taking care of that. Just keep an eye on it. If it gets worse, again, you know, go see your doctor. Because I don't feel like it's going to be the total – what I'm picking up, Connie, is I don't feel like it's going to be that total fix. I feel like it's going to help. It's like – it's what Steve and my spirit guide has shown me. It's sort of like a Band-Aid, you know.
Okay.
And so what it's doing is trying to cover up the underlying problem here. But I don't feel like, honestly, I don't feel like they've got to the underlying problem. I don't know what kind of tests they've run on you, but mm-hmm. everything inside of me is telling me that they haven't got to the issue.
Okay.
So
yeah, it was something else besides that.
Yeah, because I just feel like that they're just treating the symptoms.
Things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because okay. I just feel like that they're treating the symptoms, and for whatever reason, this other thing is not showing up on their tests and stuff like that. So I would
That's what I've been picking up is it's not what – I mean, yes,
yeah.
I definitely had to have this one thing done. But
yeah.
I didn't feel like that was what it actually
yeah,
is. I
yeah,
didn't feel
no,
it was
there,
related.
There's another underlying issue is what I'm picking
okay.
up.
Okay. All right.
Okay? All right. I appreciate
okay.
you calling in. All right. Thank you, Connie.
Oh, thanks.
Right. Uh-huh. Bye. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Holly. Holly, hi.
Hello. How are you?
I am good. How can I help you today?
Well, I just want to say you were 100% right on that one job, and then I would be starting in the middle of December. But
no, thank you.
My boyfriend is changing his mind about that. Do you think we're going to do it or not do it? Because it involves moving and all that.
Okay. I'm not getting your question with this. I'm having a hard time understanding what the question is.
Are we still going to take that job, move there?
Oh, okay, okay. Because he's sort of not, he's not on board at the
just
moment.
Just because I need extra insurance, a part of the job requirement, and he doesn't want to spend the money.
Yeah, that's understandable. Yeah, I feel like it will work out. I'm going to say yes.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes. Of course, he's going to squeak and squawk in a little bit, but, you know, I think when it's all said and done, everything will be okay. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so, yeah. Don't get into your head, Holly. Just trust the spirit within you. But I would definitely, you know, why would the thing that I'm looking at here is why would spirit give you a job if you're not going to go there? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of it like that.
Yeah, because spirit gave you this job, so why would spirit do that if you're not going to go there? You know, it wouldn't make any sense. And
oh,
and
yeah.
So, Spirit's going to open the doors for you. You know, he's going to squawk a little bit about it, but, you know, but it, in the overall bigger picture here, I do feel like it will work out. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in today. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, have a good day. Bye.
You too. Hey, Rose. I'm going to close my phone lines after this call. Anne-Marie's my last caller, so my phone lines are closed for the rest of the day. Hi.
Hi. How'd you know it was me?
I'm intuitive.
That's right. Mike the Psych, the real deal.
I know. Mike the Psych, the real deal. Yeah, I guess so. But, yeah. So,
well, I guess you know why I'm calling. I just feel the weight of the world on me, and
right.
You know, I just going to that place of fear, and I'm having panic attacks, and it's just really ridiculous. I know better, and
right,
maybe
yeah.
It's a full card. Or...
Okay, yeah. Let me go ahead and grab my cards over here, and let's see what's going on with you. Okay, let's go ahead and pull some cards really quick. Yeah, the yin yang card from my Gaia deck talks about creating harmony through balance. So the one thing that you got to do here, Anne-Marie, is you got to get out of your head and back into your spirit. And I know that right now things are really chaotic with you. At least that's what it's looking like, and it feels like it just feels like, you know, that this was really unfair and all this stuff happened. But Spirit's got something in store for you, something better for you. And so you just got to trust Spirit and try to find that balance in your life. And the Gaia card pops in here, giving you wisdom, knowledge, and spiritual understanding to continue on your spiritual journey. Because like you said, it's not like you to get into your head, to really focus on your head and all that stuff. So, you know, get out of there and back into center. Meditation would help. And the Goshna card pops in here, and it talks about clearing away obstacles, protection, and guidance. So just know that you're safe. And just know that Spirit's already working on your behalf to get you a place to live and all that stuff. And clearing away all the negativity. The one thing that you need to focus on is seeing all the negativity, all the bad going away from you. Don't draw that to you. Just see it. The one thing that a lot of times that I do in my personal journey is a lot of times when I feel very negative, I just start blowing like the negativity away from me. I keep pushing air out of me and like blowing it away. Like it's a big dark black balloon, and I keep pushing that thing away from me until I don't see it anymore. And that's one thing that works for me. You know, and so you got to find out what works for you. I mean, everything that works for me might not work for you, but I definitely see Spirit taking care of you and clearing things away from you. So hopefully that helps.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Michael.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
All right. I appreciate you calling in today. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. The one thing I want to talk about today a little bit with you all is, you know, how do we trust? How do we trust our angels? How do we trust our spirit guides? You know, how do we trust? And because for me, you know, I have a lot of trust issues. And I'm working on those. But, you know, how do we just let go? Because it takes trust. Today, I won't go into a situation, but today I had to trust that everything was going to be okay and just go do an appointment that I needed to go do and take care of some things. And you know, we just got to step out there. You know, it's like last night I was thinking about some things and for a moment, for just a split second, I was in my head and I was listening to the chitter chatter and I was like, whoa, okay, I don't think so. We're not going to go down that road again. I've been down there and I don't want to go that way again. So, you know, I started shutting off the chitter chatter. And the one thing that helped me is I kept saying to myself, my brain was really chitter chattering to me and I was a little upset about some things and so I started saying, you know, I bring every thought into captivity, into the obedience of the Christ consciousness that was in me and that I'm a part of. And I kept saying that over and over and over. And it really helped me. And it's, you know, bringing every thought into captivity, into the Christ consciousness that was in me and that I'm a part of. And I kept saying that over and over and over. And as I said it over and over and over, things started feeling better. Things started getting clearer. And so you know, I really, I'll post that on Twitter here in a minute. But, you know, it really helped me. And that's one thing that Stephen was telling me last night. You know, he says, you have to bring every thought in captivity. You know, a lot of times we think that Spirit's going to do all the work, but we have to do that too. We have to, you know, say, okay, I'm not going to listen to that. That is not a true thing. That is not a true statement. And I am not going to fall into that trap. So we have to bring every thought into captivity, into the obedience of the Christ consciousness that is within us and that we're a part of. Do you know that we're a part of that? We're a part of that. You know, a lot of times we have what I call tunnel vision. What I call tunnel vision is all we see is what's wrong. You know, we're focused on all that's wrong. And then we go into that dark place. We go into that negative place. And then things start piling on top of us because what we're doing is we're actually drawing, bringing to us negativity. What we focus on is what we get. And I don't know about you, but I'd rather focus on the positive, not the negative. I'd rather have positive things in my life than negative things in my life. Last night, my mind was saying, what are you thankful for? There's nothing good going on in your life. And that was not a true statement. There's a whole bunch of good things going on in my life. But my mind wants to have that power back that I've taken away from it. And so we have to take back our power. A lot of us spend way too much time up in our head. We spend way too much time up there. And so what we need to do is just say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to bring every thought into obedience. And I'm not going to do that. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, try the spirits and to find out which ones are good. And that's what we have to do. You can't go just with any whim or anything that happens. You have to try it. If it makes you feel comfortable, then go. Do it. But if it makes you feel uncomfortable and you get that yucky feeling and you're going, ugh, I don't know about this, then I wouldn't do it. You know, the one thing that I would tell you today is you got to start trusting your intuition more. More and more and more and more. Because as we go farther into spirit, we're going to grow. You know, last night I was talking to somebody, and I was talking about, you know, everything that we go through is a part of our evolution. If we didn't go through it, we wouldn't grow. You know, spirit is not going to put more on you than you can bear. Not going to do it. I promise. Not going to do it. Not going to overwhelm you to the point that you're going to just go running out of your house, screaming up the street, I can't handle this anymore. Hey, and I've been there. Hey, trust me. I've wanted to do that a couple of times. But Spirit's right there with us, loving us, caring about us, taking care of us. Really being a part of our lives. I think we're about to wrap up for today. I feel like that we're done for today. But, you know, I appreciate you tuning in to Spiritual Talk Radio today, and hopefully you got something out of the program. And, you know, just know that things are going to get better. You know, that's one thing you got to tell yourself. That's one thing I keep telling myself over and over and over. When I have those what I call head moments, when my head is talking to me, you know, I go up there and I say, you know, I'm not going to listen to you. I know that things are going to get better. Things are not always going to be the way they are right now. And that's what you got to tell yourself. They're not always going to be the way they are right now. They're constantly changing, constantly moving, constantly flowing. You're not the same you were even when you woke up this morning. You're already evolving into something different. And everything that we go through, the one thing I want you to get today out of this program, everything that we go through is a part of the evolution process that you have to go through. I'm going to repeat that again. Everything that you're going through right now is initiation into a healing place for you. Everything that you're going through has a reason. We just might not see it right then. You know, we're too close to the situation, or, you know, something happens and then we get into that place of fear. You know, one time my car broke down. And it's broken down right now, but this is not the time I was talking about. I was with a friend, and in the past, I don't do car problems very well. I'm not a mechanic. I don't know anything about cars. I can pop open the hood. I can look in there and act like I know what I'm looking at. I'm really good at that. But I couldn't tell you a whole bunch about it, you know. I know where the radiator is, and I know where the engine is, but that's, and I know how to check the oil, but that's about it. So I wouldn't mess with that, you know, because I don't know that. But I was a friend, and to get to this story, and I didn't know what we were going to do, you know, we weren't very far from where we were going, so I thought, well, the car is still running, and it was overheating a little bit, and I probably shouldn't have drove it at all, but we drove into the town, and it was okay, and some hoses had came, some belts had came loose or something like that, and they took care of it. But, you know, when it happened, I heard this voice that said, just stay calm. This is only a test. That's what I heard. This is only a test. You know, I go back to the national disaster thing that goes on your air, you know, on the TV and the radio and the stuff, you know, that beep, 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 beep noise. And then it says, this is only a test. And that's what life is. Please listen to what Spirit wants to say. It's all a test. Some of us are doing okay, and some of us need to study a little bit more. You know, I remember when I was in school, you know, I knew that there was a test coming, but I wasn't a study bug. I wasn't one of those people that studied. I was just like, to me, it was just a waste of time. So I wasn't prepared. And I didn't really get a good grade. I got a straight line with two little lines going down it, which made an F. Because I didn't prepare myself for the test. I didn't, you know, look ahead. So what I'm saying is a lot of times we need to prepare ourselves. We're going to have hiccups along our road. We're going to have those bumps every once in a while. And sometimes we might even detour. But the one thing that I love about Spirit is Spirit brings us back to where we need to be every single time, every single second. And that's what we got to tell ourselves when we're under the gun. You know, it's going to get better. It's going to be okay. We just got to keep telling ourselves that. You know, earlier in the day, somebody asked me how I was doing, and I said, last time I checked, I was doing okay. So we got to do that every once in a while. We just got to check and see how we're doing. You know, pause throughout your day and go, okay, how am I doing right now? Am I doing okay? Is everything all right? You just got to keep focused. So, all right? All right, we're going to go ahead, like I said, I think we're going to go ahead and close out. And I want you to know that Spirit loves you and cares about you 100%. And if you need me, you can drop me an email at youareawakening@gmail.com. You can go over to our website at www.insightswithmichael.com to set up readings with me. I was going to redesign that site, and then I started looking at it, and I thought, you know what? Why change something that's not broke? I think it's a pretty good site. So we haven't really changed it too much. So it's www.insightswithmichael.com. Check it out if you want to. If you would like to make a donation to this program, we are coming at the end of the month. If you would like to make a donation, you'll find a donation button. I'm going to tell you where to find the donation button. If you go to www.insightswithmichael.com, if you go to the service page where the readings are, where it says readings and stuff like that, if you go all the way down the page underneath the mediumship reading thing there, you're going to find a little button that says donate. If you click on that, you can make a donation of any amount to help us, and any amount would be very, appreciated. You know, I know for everybody, money's tight right now. I understand that. Holidays are coming. I understand money being tight. But if you can give a little bit, just a little bit, that's all the Spirit's asking, you know, just a little bit. All right? Nobody's asking you to give all the money that we need to continue the program. But if you're being led to give, go down there to that service page at www.insightswithmichael.com. Click on the donation button and do the best you can, okay? All right. I appreciate it in advance, all right? Spirit always takes care of us, so I don't get all worried and worked up about it, you know, anymore. I used to, like, I don't know how it's going to happen. But do you know that Spirit's always blessed me and will continue to do that, and will continue to do the same thing for you? Will continue to bless us over and over and over. Okay. I know. I said I've been closing for about the last 30 minutes. Hey, I grew up in a Pentecostal church, guys, and the preacher would always say, okay, I'm closing, and then it'd be another hour before they closed. But, yeah, so... you just got to bear with me sometimes. Go in beauty today and be the best you that you can be. That's all that Spirit wants from you, to do the best you can do. You know, and if you don't have it totally right today, it's okay. There's no judgment, anything like that. So if you're not totally 100% on top of the mountain today, that's okay. Be where you are, but don't stay there. Okay, so if you're having a bad day, if you're having a rotten day, and you just want to throw your hands up in the air and scream at the top of your lungs, go ahead. Get it out. because you don't want to continue pancaking your emotions. If you pancake your emotions over and over and over and over, sooner or later, you're going to explode. You got to stop pancaking. You got to start dealing. You got to start working on you. You know, be the change. If you're not happy with something in our world right now, be the change you want to see. Make a difference. You know, that's what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try to make a difference today. I don't know exactly how that's going to play out yet. But I want to be the change that I want to see in the world today. Okay? Go on, Beauty. We will be back here. What is tomorrow? Friday? Yeah. We will be here tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. If I didn't get to you today, please call back tomorrow. And I'll try to get to you tomorrow. And so, but if I didn't get you today, I do apologize. So have a great day. Be blessed always. You be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. I promise. Okay? Hang in there, guys. It will get better. All right. Go in beauty. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central.
Until we